This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I've got an announcement. So, I got a call from Bert, and I was on the phone with him. And so I said, so, this was a few days ago. I said, so Bert, what do you want to talk about? He said, well, Friday's Christmas Eve. I said, yeah. He said, do I have to talk about doom and gloom? And I said, no, no. And so I suggested that we have a call-in for instructors, just instructors, and to let y'all know what USA Prepares means to the instructors. So I placed a few calls, and I've talked with Gwyneth. She'll be connecting, and she's going to share, and it's just a couple minutes each. I mean, if you think about it, if we have 10 instructors and we have 38 minutes, that's, you know, 3.8 minutes each to share with you what USA Prepares means. And frankly, they shared a little bit, and I said, I don't want to tell you what to say. You say whatever you want. What they've said so far is stunning to me. What USA Prepares means to your instructor's class. So, so far, Gwyneth, Dr. Shealy, Lou Cassidy, Charles in Ohio, Kathy, Captain John Reagan, and I believe Sharon and Kyle, and Rich will be with us. And of course, I'll be joining Bert. And, that'll be his hour on Friday, Christmas Eve. So we'll be talking about what does USA Prepares mean to the instructors. And has it impacted their lives in any way, shape, or form? And they can say whatever they want. So we won't be taking calls from students. And it's, I think it's a nice opportunity. And I've also invited, I talked with Nathan about this and Jason, about the staff at Genesis Communications Network. What's it like working with us? What is their experience? Because they hear us, and we hear very little of them. What do they think about what we do, how we do it, and what's it like working with us? I mean, do we have quirks? And so that can all come out, too. And so Nathan, he's got the ball on that one, and he's running with that. So that should be coming up as well. So that's Friday, hour number two. And the telephone number for the instructors to call in is the call-in line. That's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Rich?
Okay. Do you want me to start talking about alternative energy tools and batteries and things like that?
Yeah, and if you could just preface that, if you don't mind, with why. Why did you go through the hassle, the trouble, the expense, the maintenance, you know, keeping the eye on the equipment? What do you have to do? What was it? Why did you do it? And then what did you do?
Well, I think the why, I kind of talked about that earlier. I really didn't feel I had, first of all, I love nature. I love the natural world. You know, to me, when I see the sun hitting the solar panels, it's like picking a tomato out of the garden. It's part of the self-sufficiency because I'm all into nature. I'm into edible and medicinal plants. I harvest a lot of that stuff as well, not just for frugality, because it's my lifestyle I enjoy. Like when I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service back in the day, I showed up with a forestry degree. They told me they wouldn't hire me as a white male. They hired two girls, no experience, no education, no nothing. So I realized a long time ago, the hard way, by losing three careers, that hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications mean nothing in America. So if you want to survive, you got to go back to the basics: food, water, energy, and shelter. And so that's why I, over the years, I've discussed a lot of that as well. Now, going back real quickly to T-posts and cattle panels. So here, folks, we don't have cows. We had big Saanen Switzerland goats I was going to use for pack goats, never did. Now we have those little Nigerian dwarfs, and it still works great, keeps the dogs in. But I wouldn't have a chicken, a goat, or a carrot in the garden if it wasn't for these dogs, because I have grizz. I have grizz all over the place. And, I mean, just walking to your car or walking to the outhouse, you got to look around the corner, because you never know if a grizz or a lion's going to be there. And we have probably more lions in northwest Montana than anywhere else in the lower 48. In fact, I don't know if I, for those of you who might not have heard, opening day of bow season, I was out calling elk, and I called in a mountain lion, and he came in because he thought I was dinner, and I ended up shooting him with my bow and arrow at 22 yards. So my point is, we have a lot of predators here, and that's why I like the stout fencing. Now, we have bears, the grizzly bears. I've seen them hop over the fences many times, and they literally take out that first welded square rung because they're so big. So I have to have, so for me to have barbed wire, you know, between the elk that come through and occasional moose, you know, I'm going to have a lot of animals caught up in it, and it's just going to tear things down. So I just wanted to put that exclamation point for T-post and cattle panels being so important. So going to, I'm going to start with batteries, because batteries are so important. And I tend to choose the lead acid battery. It's not because it's the cheapest, but it's easy to use. There's a little maintenance, and that's okay. In fact, I should even back up just a half a sentence here. When you're talking about batteries or any hookups with cable for electricity, you have to make sure the diameter and the length is appropriate for not just efficient operation, but for safety. So the larger diameter cables, which is typically the smaller AWG number, is going to give you less voltage drop. You'll hear electricians use the term less resistance, and that's going to make transferring power more efficient to and from the batteries. Because if the cable size is undersized, in other words, if the diameter is too small, you could literally have danger issues with overheating and fire danger. I'm not trying to scare everybody, but the cable length is also important. The shorter, the less resistance, okay? And you don't want to lower the efficiency of your system by having your solar panels, say, you know, 500 yards from your batteries. You want it as close as possible. Like, I have my solar array on a southern slope, and my batteries are in this little valley, but it's only probably, 60, 70 yards away. And I also use deep cycle batteries. Now, there's so many different batteries. There's nickel iron, which I think Vince uses, but yeah, in Montana, they don't work too well because they shouldn't have temperatures less than 45 degrees. They got AGM batteries, which are maintenance-free batteries. They got gel cell batteries, which the electrolyte is not a liquid. They got lithium batteries. They got silicon salts now. Now, when I started living off-grid over 14 years ago now, things were very different because I used old technology because the new technology wasn't available. For example, I use a DR series inverter, which is a modified sine wave, and some household items I got to really be careful because they won't charge or they could create a fire. I'm not trying to scare people, but you just need to have certain knowledge. I mean, you can get an Outback system, which has everything connected with high technology, but you're going to pay through the nose for it. So if I need occasionally, if I have to charge something, I just have to turn on the generator, but it's maybe one out of 100 times. Now, I have a one-horsepower pump for my well, 220 volts, right? So I have my inverter. When I started living off-grid 14 years ago, you could only get 110-volt inverters. Now you can get 220s or 240s is what they're using now, right, or saying. So I could have wired two 110-volt inverters together in order to get my inverter charger going, but I decided, because like Vince says, everybody does it different. It depends on so many factors that I discussed some of them earlier in the broadcast. Today, you can buy a 240-volt inverter. So if you want, if your static water is not too low, you have the appropriate horsepower pump, and it's not taking too much energy, you could literally use your batteries to pull up water. I know a lot of people who do that. But I choose to use a generator because when the generator's on, I'm also banking amps and volts. And it's just pretty easy to do. So I use a lead acid battery, and I use a deep cycle battery, because a shallow cycle battery, that's lead acid, what is that? That's what you put in your car. So these vehicle batteries are designed to supply large amount of electricity in a short burst, okay? Where a deep cycle is basically creates a moderate amount of amps in a long period of time, if you had to define that. So I don't mind. There's certain things that you should do, but I've been living like this for so long, I don't do all of the things that you need to do. Like I used to check electrolytes with the hydrometer and check specific gravity readings. It turned out to be a hassle. I didn't like doing it, so I don't do that. I use T-105s, which is a Trojan 105s. It cost me $1,500 for 12 batteries. Think about that. I mean, I've spent $1,500 in a weekend before. So it's just, I check my electrolytes a little more often in the summer, very less often in the winter, maybe once every 2 to 3 months. It's no big deal, so I put some distilled water in there. I got 4 6-volt batteries. I have 225-amp-hour batteries. So they're wired in strings of three. And so basically 225 times three, I'm doing math in my head here, gives me my 675-amp-hour system. So when you talk about systems and size, I like to talk about it in the context of battery storage. And that's hence the 675 amp hours. Some people will mention the size of their generator, like mine's 7,500 watts. Some people will mention the amount of wattage in the solar panels. I've got about, right now, about 1,800. What I did in the past year is I put in an extra solar charger because the sun in Montana, the days are so ridiculously long. For 8 months out of the year, I just get so much energy I just can't use. So I literally will shut off my large array in the middle of the summer for several months and not even use it. But in the wintertime, it really makes a big difference, and I don't have to use my generator as much by doing this. So I have two solar controllers that go through the trimeter and use the same inverter charger. And I'll discuss those tools after the break. And if you have any questions, Vince, let me know.
Well, I'll just add some exclamation points to what you've been saying, but yeah, you're right on the money. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just as a definition, Rich used the term AWG. A, American, W, wire, G, gauge. And it is a measurement system of the thickness of wire. Okay? And Rich mentioned thick cables between the battery and the inverter. And just to give you a perspective, the cable that we have between our battery bank and our inverter, it's about 10 feet long. It is about 1.5 inches in diameter. That's the diameter of a commercial heavy-duty garden hose. Not one of those cheap, you know, vinyl ones. This is a heavy-duty, very heavy-duty cable, and it's really expensive. It's in the dollars per foot neighborhood. Probably $3 a foot now, maybe even more. Rich, back to you.
Well, thanks, Vince. Yeah, and there's a lot of people I also know that like big systems and they like certain modern conveniences. And like you've always heard me say for your regular listeners, I like to relearn the old 19th century skills but dovetail them with 21st century technology. You know, the average person spends, and this is old data, who knows what it is now. I remember saying this 6, 7, 8 years ago, where the average person spends 7 to 8 hours a day on their television or their smartphone. Think about that. So for those of you who think you're technologically advanced and your head's down, your thumbs are moving all the time, you can really take it to the next level, live off grid. And think about those industrial size batteries like L16s, which is another, I mean, it would take me hours and hours and hours to get into real specific information. And we just don't have the time on this broadcast. So this, what I want you to do is take the information that we're giving you and think about how you could implement that in your daily life to change your life. And I want to mention a couple things. When you're dealing with lead acid, you want to make sure you charge your, get to full charge at least every seven to eight days, okay? So you want to, if you're in a northern climate or a higher elevation, I also recommend a battery sensor to be installed in, connects to your battery and your inverter. It plugs into your inverter, and I have that as well. So you want to make sure that those batteries are always fully charged. Now, if it's not a lead acid battery, if it's you know, silicon salt, they're good to like 50 below zero. You know, there's just certain modifications and information that has gotten technologically advanced in just the 14 years that I've been living off grid. So it's up to you to do your due diligence. And during the next break, I'm going to get you guys a phone number of an outfit in Idaho out of Sandpoint that I've been using for years. I haven't called them in a few years because I'm getting used to it. But I was calling them sometimes every few days, and the service is just phenomenal, and they could really help you out. Now, Vince, do you have any questions as far as what I've been saying before I go into other tools like the solar controller, the tri-meter, the inverter, things of that nature?
No, I think you ought to get right into it.
And to do that.
Yes, I do. And, class, what we're describing is if you do this, you'll be your own electric company. But there's maintenance. There's repairs, and there are things that you must do if you want to prolong the life of your equipment. So it's not just set it and forget it. It really isn't. So every day, multiple times per day, I check the metering system. I want to know how many watts or how many amps of current are being generated, and I keep a mental track of this so I know when the system's working properly and when it's not. And let me give you an example of something that's kind of interesting. So on Saturday morning, just a couple days ago, Mrs. Finelli got up early, it was dark, and she said, "Hey, kitchen lights aren't working, but the living room lights are. What's up?" And I said, "Well, it's been a power failure." Now, what I've decided to do is we can be off-grid, we can be on-grid, or we can be both. And I have our system hooked up to be both. So what I do is I charge our battery bank, and each time you charge it, that's one less time that you can charge it. Each time you discharge it, that's one less time that you can discharge it. There's a finite life to the systems, the battery banks. And so I'm using the grid as my battery bank as well as our nickel iron battery bank.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while super charging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yep.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Richie was with us today in class. And so, class, here's an interesting thing about the electricity being on in the living room but not in the kitchen. The kitchen lights didn't work. Well, I was talking with one of our instructors several years ago. His name is Bruce Kay. He's been on with us a few times. He's an electrical engineer. And he happened to mention something to me. He said, you know, three-way switches, You know, the kind that you have in your hallway so you can turn on the lights at one end of the hallway and then go to the other end of the hallway and shut them off. It's been around for a long time. Well, it's a really simple technology. He mentioned that, you know, it's possible to build a switch to switch between the grid and the solar system. That's all he had to say to me, and I said, I'm going to build one. So I immediately bought some switches. I bought a case of switches. There are only 10 in a case, and they're about $2 a piece. And these are, they're called single-pole double-throw switches. So up is on, down is on, okay? And so what I did was I got six boxes, six metal boxes, and these are called gangable, G-A-N-G-A-B-L-E, gangable boxes. And you can take off one side of the box, remove one screw, and then connect two boxes together, or three or four or five or six. So I connected six of these boxes together. The boxes were about less than $2 a piece. The switches were about $2 a piece. And I got some Romex wire off a spool that we have. And I decided to make this switching system. Now, so up is toward the sun. So up in our kitchen, I wired this into the wall. Up is solar, down is grid. So we can switch six circuits in our house between solar and grid. So for example, if there's a heavy load and I want to conserve the batteries and I want to use the grid, I'll switch six circuits to the grid. If we got plenty of sun, like right this moment, we're going to use the solar system. Okay? So what happened was I had everything switched to the grid because it wasn't sunny for 3 days here at the farm. So what happened is the rest of the farmhouse was running on the solar system, but the kitchen lights, the stove, the dishwasher, the washing machine, etc., were all switched to the grid. So you can do that. You can build one of these things, and they're called three-way switches. Now, why they're called three-way, I don't know, because there's only two ways that you can switch it, on and on, okay? So you can look that up, and you could make one of these to use to switch between the solar system and the grid or a generator in the grid. So if you wanted to, you could literally build a system that you just plug in your generator to a panel and switch to the generator. And then when you're done with the generator, you can shut the generator off when the grid comes back, and you can switch those switches back to the grid. You can do that. Now, be really, really careful. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying it can be done. I've done it. And you can do it very inexpensively if you want. So that's one other frugality thing that you can do. You don't have to buy a big box to do it. Or you can spend this several hundred dollars and buy a transfer switch to transfer between the generator and the solar system. Rich, is that what you do? Or do you just charge your batteries?
I just charge my batteries. I have a very, very simple system that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how often do you have to charge your batteries? I mean, it depends on the sun and depends on your consumption.
Well, like I just said right before the break, you should fully charge lead-acid batteries every 7 to 8 days at the latest.
And what is your fuel consumption? Because you, frankly, you don't have a method of just turning on a switch and being on the grid. There is no grid as far as you're concerned, right?
I have zero connection to the corporate electricity grid, and that's what off-grid means. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so how much would your annual fuel consumption be? Assuming that your generator is already paid for, you don't, you know, use too much oil, changing the oil in terms of dollars. How much is your gasoline cost to do this per year?
Oh, gosh. I would say 200. I'm going to give it to you in the unit of measure of gallons because...
Sure, that's great.
Because of the gas price variable prices.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I probably use, including water in my garden, not including chainsaw, my UTV, my wood splitter, just for energy or gas, I bet I use 50 to 60 gallons per year.
Okay, so simply stated, if it were $3 a gallon, it's $150 a year. So, yep. Class, his electric bill is $150 a year. You know, that's not including the engine oil for changing the oil in his generator, et cetera, and going to pick up the gasoline. So $150 a year. That's after he bought the batteries, and that's after he bought the system. That would be his variable cost.
The solar panels, the solar control, the trimetric, the DC disconnect, the inverter charger. I mean, they're all wired in unison. So, and by the way, before I forget, the number of the outfit that I bought most of my stuff from, folks, out of Sandpoint, Idaho, their name is Backwoods Solar. Backwoods Solar. They're online. Their personal number, unless it's changed, I haven't talked to them for a few years, is 208-263-4290. That's 208-263-4290. Now, when I bought stuff from them, they have people who are there online who live off-grid who know this stuff. So when you have questions about anything, you know, like Vince was talking about, he likes to keep track of his volts and amps. I do the same thing, and that's why where the trimetric comes in. So I can press buttons on it. This is all electronic, and I can find out how many amp hours I am from full, which is an important reading at this time of year when the days are short. As we all know, tomorrow is the shortest day of the year. And after tomorrow, the days start getting longer for the summer, right? Yay! That's some positive news right there. So I make sure I try not to use my lead acid batteries. And this is really recommended, to not go below 80% of full. Like the silicon salts, the lithiums, a lot of those newer fashioned, less maintenance batteries, you don't have to pay attention. But because I have my trimetric, how I make sure I don't go below 80% of full, I create, it's a very simple diligence process. I have a 675 amp hour system. So I multiply that times 0.20 because I don't want to go below 80% of full, right? So that gives me 135 amps. Now I look at amps a lot more important than volts because amps tells me when I turn on a light or any utility in my cabin, I like to know how many amps it takes. So I take that 135 amps and I try not to go below that, okay, over a 7-day period. It's not that hard. So, and I make sure in the wintertime I keep away from phantom loads. I make sure things that I'm not using, I unplug. And I also have a solar controller, okay? And the purpose of the solar controller is so I can charge my batteries from the sun and at the same time prevent my batteries from overcharging. I can even use one of my solar controllers to help equalize my battery bank with this tool. Equalizing, the best way to describe that is just kind of cooking your batteries. And it's recommended to do that every 60 to 90 days. I know people who like to do it more often. But I'll be honest with you, folks, because I use the cheapest golf cart battery out there, the Trojan one T105s. Cost me $1,500 for 8 or 9 years of battery storage. Think about that. Think about that. Think about what you're paying per month. Think about the fact that I've shared articles with you over the past year where Joe Biden literally handed the keys to our electric grid to China. Okay, so basically, the inverter charger is another important tool. And this converts my AC power when I run my generator and store it in my battery bank as DC power. And at the same time, when I turn on a light in my cabin, those DC-powered batteries go through the inverter charger and gets transferred back through the inverter charger into my cabin so I can turn on a light and use AC power. And the inverter charger has three built-in charging processes to maintain the batteries, if you will, okay? And it's called bulk absorption and float. During the low light short days like now, if I need to charge the battery, if the sun's out, I t- typically, if I'm around, I'm going to turn on that generator. And I like to take the adjustment, turn it off of lead acid, and put it on equalization. So my inverter charger stays on bulk and not go to absorption or float. So it allows me to bring in the majority of the volts and amps I need to bank. Did I say that okay, Vince? Does that make sense?
Yeah, what you're saying is you want to use as much of the generator's capacity to go right into the most efficient way of charging. That's what you said.
Very well said. Absolutely. And I also have a DC disconnect, which basically is an overcurrent protection system. And it isolates the batteries and protects the solar controller at the same time. Now, as far as a generator, I bought a DeWalt, which is a Honda engine, which has a really good reputation. And I think I misspoke. I think I said it was a 7,500 watt. I think it's a 7,000 watt generator. But if I need a 240 volt hookup, I just turn it, plug it into the generator. It's not, look, none of this is hard. I know I said a few things that might have been red flags regarding maintenance and things like that. But, you know, I know people who also do hydro. They have a little spring on the top of their property. I know people who have a ram pump, and they use that. You know, the ram pump's been around for over 100 years, and it just constantly goes and feeds water pressure to homes. Everybody does it different. And with what's coming down the pike, with the inability to control our own destiny, with the inability to get a job based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, you have to start thinking outside the box. There's no other way. That our system of government has become too corrupt. Everybody's corrupted, especially at the top levels. And we've given hundreds, if not thousands, of examples in published articles in the public domain. I mean, even our own hospitals. Do you remember a few weeks ago I gave information, published articles in the public domain from physicians where hospitals were getting reimbursed up to $100,000 for a COVID case? They get money for a COVID diagnosis. They get bonuses for booster shots. They give bonuses for giving them remdesivir, which we've heard how, I personally have mentioned how dangerous that is. They get bonuses for giving fake PCR tests. I mean, there's conflict of interest all over the place, folks.
We'll be right
Nothing
back.
Is...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So let me just give a recap, class. Some things that we did say, some things that we didn't say. Let me put it all together. So I'll describe the system that we have at our farm. So we have solar panels. They're roughly 300 watts each. And the solar panels are roughly 6 or 7 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. So we have one solar array that's 45 feet long and 13 feet high. We have another one that's 45 feet long or so. These are approximate dimensions, and about 7 feet high. And they provide electricity, direct current, at about 33 volts each. And we string three of them together at a time to provide 99 volts. So 99 volts comes from three panels strung together electrically, and then they feed charge controllers. We have four charge controllers. Charge controller takes the current from the solar panels and regulates that current to charge the battery bank. And their job is to not overcharge the battery bank, to protect the battery bank, and charge it with the right type of charge. And we talked about bulk, we talked about absorbed, and we talked about float. So there's a microprocessor that controls what the batteries need in terms of the amount of current, the voltage, etc., to charge the batteries efficiently and yet protect the batteries. We have a 6,800 watt inverter. So the maximum current that we could draw is 6,800 watts continuously. It's a sine wave inverter. If you want to put that into a mental perspective, that would be enough current to light up 68 100 watt light bulbs. Each solar panel would provide enough current if it's full bright sun and the panels are brand new and they're working perfectly. Each one of those solar panels, that's roughly 3 feet wide, 6 or 7 feet long, would provide enough current to light up three 100-watt light bulbs. The battery bank that we have is nickel iron. no one knows exactly how long they will last because there are nickel iron cells, and if you take two or more cells, that forms a battery. So when I say battery bank, ours is 40 cells that are strung in series to create 48 volts. Each cell is 1.2 volts. Multiply that times 40, you get 40 cells, you get 48 volts. Each of our cells weighs 132 pounds. So the entire battery bank, if it were sitting on the floor, would weigh 5,300 pounds. So it's a substantial system. The, you know, generating electricity is one thing. Storing it, that's the expensive part. Storing the electricity is really the expensive part. So you need to size your battery bank and your charge controllers and your solar panels based on how much current you want to be able to provide. Now, you will need a generator, as Rich has one. We have one, and the reason is it's not always sunny. And at this time of the year, it's the least amount of sun available to generate electricity. So if you want to run the appliances and the devices that you're normally used to, you'll need to size your equipment appropriately. And I want to tell you, Rich said this in a couple different ways. But the message is, you really want to talk to people who live this way. Because a salesperson that doesn't live this way has no idea. No idea what it takes, no idea what it's like. I met a gal many years ago at Aldi, and we just struck up a conversation. And she said she was a salesperson for solar systems, grid-tied systems. Now, when she was selling these systems, her customers really had no idea that if the grid went down, they had no reserve system. You know, they thought that, yeah, this is great, we've got a solar system, but the clock that makes that whole thing run is the grid, the frequency of the grid, that 60-cycle clock. So without the grid, they've got nothing. Literally, they can't even charge a cell phone with it. So there's a lot to think about, and you know, we could talk about this for weeks and months, and maybe we should. But if you're going to do this, you need to do your own research. It took me probably a couple years to decide what kind of battery bank, how I was going to make the solar array, where I was going to position it, what the materials would be, what, you know, how to drive the cost down and still get the best value. So I literally set ourselves up as a distributor of the equipment, well, actually a reseller of the equipment. And I haven't sold the system. I have no intention of doing that. But we bought everything at wholesale. We paid exactly what the resellers pay for because we became a reseller. And you know what? If you start your own business, if you have a farm and you say, well, you know, heck, we're going to be in a solar selling business, well, heck, you're in business. It's as simple as that.
Keep in mind, Off-Grid Living doesn't care about your group, your hyphen, or your pronouns. It's about doing your job. It's about survival. It's about creating your own bars of standards and expectations, and it works.
Yeah, and if you make a mistake, you own it. And if you do a good job, you own it. You're your own electric company. And class, seriously, get out of Dodge if you can. Buy a farm. Start your own business. Rich, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
You bet.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.